Hello, my name is Arete Sien. Today, I'm going to tell you the story about Jabu and the lion. Jabu was a good boy who helped watch over his father's cows. While feeding the cows, Jabu heard the sound of a groan from a distance. Out of curiosity, he moved closer to the sound. And when he saw it was a lion, he quickly stepped back. But the lion pleaded with Jabu to please help him get him out of the trap.
Oh, but Jabu was very careful because he knew he would be meat for the lion.
But the lion was quick to plead and promise he would not eat Jabu. Jabu took pity on him. The lion made another promise that he would never hurt Jabu. So carefully, Jabu helped the lion out of the snare. Once out of the snare, the lion was so thirsty, so very thirsty, that Jabu led the lion to the stream. And when he had drunk some water, he was revived and re-energized. And he became the lion once again and was about to pounce on Jabu when Jabu screamed. Out came the fox. "What is happening?" he said from a distance because he saw the lion. "What is happening?" And Jabu told the story. "I only helped him out of the snare only to turn around to be about to be eaten by the lion." The fox said, "Now that is strange. How could the king of all animals, the lion, be trapped in a snare? No, that is impossible." "What do you mean? I was trapped," said the lion to the fox. "I was trapped.
You were really trapped.
Are you doubting that I was caught in a snare?
What
could trap the king of animals?"
So the lion said,
"All right, since you doubt me, follow me. I'm going to show you what trapped me. Follow me." And they all went. And when they got there, they all saw the trap.
The fox still said, "This little thing trapped you, lion? I don't believe it."
At this point too, the lion became very angry, very angry. "You don't believe it? Well, I'm going to show you. Now you watch me. This is how I was caught in the snare." He was caught again. Everyone ran away, including Jabu. And while he screamed for help, this time, help was nowhere to be found. Nothing good happens to those who break promises. For more of our stories, you can go to www.africanmag.com.